I was embarrassed. I was terrified, and I was judging myself at every step. But I did it anyway. This is the Amplify Your Business podcast with Matt J. Hannum, where I have candid conversations with inspiring people and turn topics inside out to help you build a business that works for you and create more freedom in your life. Hey guys, hello, hello. I'm back again. So here we are. And yes, I was embarrassed and I was terrified and all those kind of things. And I'm going to start this episode out by actually reading a post. I think it was roughly the 26th, 27th of December, 2021. And yeah, I'm just going to read it. Let's go from there. So my little lesson in humility over the Christmas break. Firstly, I say Merry Christmas and all those kind of things. And then I go on to say, so, as many of you know, 18 months ago, for reasons I won't go into in this post, my wife, Tash, and I decided to move our family to Niue in 2022, an island in the South Pacific, for a year to immerse ourselves in the culture and lifestyle of a tropical island and to try and work remotely. About 4 months ago, I guess what, so August, September, we decided that maybe we should vlog and share the experience with others. And we set up social media accounts under the handle Livin' on the Rock. Just as a sidebar, the island called Niue is affectionately known as The Rock, so hence Livin' on the Rock. And we made the decision that we'd produce videos entirely ourselves. So yes, I have worked at an agency, but producing videos entirely ourselves, that's not necessarily something we've experienced vlogging before. So 6 weeks ago, we went to Rottnest for a mini break, and we decided to do a test run and filmed ourselves whilst on the trip. Over the last month, I edited the video to the finished product that it is that I link in this post. And I sort of just go on to say, look, owning a digital marketing agency, my team has been responsible for countless videos, social media posts, ads, designs, logos, so much more. But I've truly never had any significant technical involvement in their production because there was a team of people that did that. And I was primarily strategy and management. So I downloaded the editing software. And with YouTube as my guide, I slowly created something. I think I used maybe like 2% of the features, but I got there. Particularly with some encouragement from my brother-in-law, Stefan Helbo, who has been working in doing a lot more video recently. So I know it doesn't sound like a whole lot, guys, but stepping into the full and going to literally ground zero and starting something entirely new is not something that I've really done that many times. Or at least for a long time anyway. And it was made more frustrating by knowing, like, I know what it should look like. I've got experience in the finished product and editing the finished product. And, others could fix stuff in a few minutes and it was taking me hours and hours. Even simple things kicked my ass. So anyway, I'm paraphrasing this post, but anyway, I'm proud of the outcome and I'm excited to be learning a new set of skills, and there is so much I would change, like out of what the episodes that I've created, but after a while, it was just time to load the thing onto YouTube and move on to filming another one. So, if you get the chance to watch it, you can look up Livin' on the Rock obviously on YouTube, or you can check us out on Instagram or whatever. Like and comment and blah, blah, blah. So what does all this mean? So I guess, firstly, if you missed it, we're moving to Niue. Niue is a little island in the South Pacific. You fly there via New Zealand. There's like 1,600 people live on this island, and it's 270 square kilometers. And I'm guessing that because I don't have the information in front of me. So it's an island without a lot of population. It's a beautiful tropical island. We've been there many times, but Tash hadn't been back since, after she was born until, her late 20s. And then we got engaged there and married there and, you know, lots of things. And it was a place where we decided, and if you listen to my last episode, you should definitely go check out the previous episode where I just sort of give an update on life and everything that, and basically the major decisions that, or the major situations that have happened in our personal lives, which is why we've made some choices. But, you know, one of the choices was to go to this island and live on this island for a year, put the kids in school. You know, we've got three young kids, get them immersed in the culture a little bit more than the sort of 3 or 4 week trips when we get over there every few years. So, you know, we've got an amazing, we've got some amazing family that live there still. There's a family home that we can have access to. Recently, there's been a submarine cable put through this island, which I think goes through Tahiti and then into the main sort of US networks. So we should have really good internet, which would be the first time that we've been back there with amazing internet. I mean, the last couple of times have been good with some great 4G sort of access, although expensive, but now it should be a game changer because we've got sort of fiber cables right up to the, right to the door, actually. They even go around the island, if you believe it or not. And then along came this idea of living on the rock. Awesome. 2021, we're going to do this. The world's opened back up, we think. And then New Zealand says no, not to Australia. Well, not to Australians and others. And you look, this is not, I'm not going to rant about the COVID stuff. It is what it is. There's been, you know, borders opening and closing and all these kind of things. We've had heaps of flights cancelled and rah, rah, rah. And we just sort of eventually go, the only way to get to Niue is via Auckland. So for us living in Perth, Western Australia, we'd fly over to Auckland and then fly up to this island. So basically we couldn't go. When we say couldn't, we knew that things had happened, we're going to postpone this thing. So we postponed the trip. Well, we didn't really. Our flights got postponed. We were sort of sitting around saying, well, do we want to do something in the meantime? You know, is there something that we can, I guess, control? Maybe some extra traveling or other things, in the meantime. And what we actually made a really quick decision to move to Yallingup. So if you're not from Western Australia or don't know the area, Margaret River wine region, you might have heard of. It's about three and a half hours south of Perth. And basically we're near that. There's some amazing surf. There's lots of reasons why people travel down here. It's a place that we've loved to visit regularly. Not that we thought we'd be just quickly hustling down. So we decided, well, intuitively, it just sort of popped in that we should go and check out this house that was available. Now, to be clear, the rental market is horrific. There's people that are, you know, struggling to find places. The prices have gone through the roof. And look, we just said, look, we're just going to go down there. We want to check out this property. If it works, it works. If we put an application in, if it was meant to be, we'll get it. So we went down 6 o'clock Monday morning, chucked the kids in the car, drove down, had a look at this place for 5 minutes, left, figured, just chuck the thing in. If it was meant to happen, it will happen. And it got approved. So a 12-month lease down in the southwest. Okay, time to move out real fast from where we were, and school started in like 7 days. So we thought, look, going to a new school, let's try and get the kids down there for, you know, the start of term one. So we did, and made that all happen really fast. I was already working from home. We'd gone remote and let go of the office and all those kind of things. So that's where we're at. And you know what's so interesting, and I guess it's a bit of a, you know, life update in some respects, but what I found so interesting about moving down here is, you know, I wanted to tie back to my episode from like 2019, which was February 2019. What will business look like in 2070? So we've moved down here. We've got a big, you know, pretty big house, so there's a nice office space and things like that to use. But, you know, my employees that are left are not here. They're working from home, and otherwise our contractors, all that kind of thing. We've gone remote. So I'm doing everything on Zoom now, not so much coffee meeting and things like that, because it's not really possible. But, you know, in 2019, which is not that long ago, we made some sort of predictions, or I was reading some articles about these predictions for what work would look like in 2070. And, you know, along came COVID. Accelerated the whole game. I mean, you sort of used to need to have 100 or a couple of hundred square meters as a consultant and present a certain way, and it's just changed. Like, we let go of a 180 square meter office that we were, you know, had our staff in. A couple of staff had moved on to start their own thing, and we didn't replace them. We just started replacing them with more contract workers. And then we went remote, and it didn't matter. So I didn't need to cover all that cost, and it wasn't something that we needed, is to have a full-time office, which even allowed me the opportunity to do this, to move to Yallingup. But we've just seen this massive shift in flexibility. We thought, like, due to, like, you know, SaaS and software as a service and co-working and office sharing. And that's, you know, not even talking about the whole sort of meta, you know, Facebook conversation with what's happening there with the AI and everything else. And the VR components of that are scary, and what that might look like. Yes, things can be a little bit clunky with Zoom and all that, but, like, we sort of have moved to a place where we can kind of work from wherever we want to. Major businesses, and this has happened in Australia, and I'm sure it's happened around the world, but major businesses like law and accounting firms, government departments, they've changed the game. And small businesses have followed suit. There's been a mass sort of sea and tree change going on, because for a huge chunk of the workforce, all you need is an internet connection and a computer. I know there's a lot of people that doesn't make sense for, and I get it, but, you know, for a lot of people, it really does make sense. You know, going to another episode from 2019, that in July, I think it was, you know, 5 ways autonomous cars could disrupt real estate. Now, that was the topic. And, it, you know, I thought it was autonomous cars that would disrupt us, you know, by changing the way we can commute and desensitizing us to sort of quote-unquote travel time, as you can now be untethered from the steering wheel and, you know, multitask better. And I talked about the concept of, like, Mandurah, like an hour's drive away from Perth, where it's, like, lower cost than sort of, I guess, the Perth median sort of pricing. You know, we're in a city, but it's not a big city. But it's still a city, and there's the commute times and otherwise. And I sort of thought that autonomous vehicles and those kind of things would change the game. And it wasn't entirely my opinion. It was something that came from an article and a few other places that of research. And you can go and check out that episode if you like. But COVID has shifted so much of that. And just what this sort of lockdown structure has done. Like, there was people working remote. I mean, we would have international clients. We'd make Zoom calls. There was, you know, all of that happened, but it just became so much more accepted to do that. And I'm living 3.5 hours away from my office now. I don't really have an office, but I guess my old office location would be as good as it gets in terms of suggesting what it might be like, or where, you know, what the epicenter of my business is, because probably most of our business was within Perth. And, you know, we have some East Coast clients and we have some international clients and things, but, you know, the critical mass was in Perth, and we don't need to be there. And it's not 2070, it's 2022, and it's wild. So look at how fast change can happen when there's an instigation, I guess, is what I've learned, what I'm listening to in this sort of conversation. Because 2070 is still going to be so much different than we thought. And it's only 2022. And I think even by 2025, a lot's going to change. I was talking about real estate disruption, which is still a thing, because we potentially don't need space for certain things, but maybe we'll use it. We'll use that space more effectively and find other ways. So, you know, I talked about this 1 hour like distance and being just going back to the office once or twice a week. You know, we tried to go much further, you know, i.e. head over to the South Pacific, to New Way. Hasn't happened yet. Will do. But we ended up in Yelling Up. Great. The Margaret River region, 3 hours away. But really, you know, how globalized has it happened even more than we thought and quicker than we thought? And I guess that's the point of this. And if I was to talk about then, or if you were to think about it in the context of your business, because what does all this mean? It's a nice story, sure. But what may change in your industry, or what has changed in your industry, or what did COVID do? And not COVID itself, but, you know, what did the lockdowns, what did the change of like people's habits do that might provide you with an opportunity? Maybe it's an opportunity that provides you with more freedom. Because let's face it, I mean, we like profits and, you know, those types of things are important to us, but we become business owners because we want to have more freedom in whatever that means to us. So yeah, that's why we do it. So what, you know, what has this done that could create more freedom? Like, are you still using the old structures that existed before COVID? Or have you thought about how, you know, these lockdowns and other things can, you know, make adjustments to your business? Now, I know there's also probably a lot of people just saying, listen, it decimated my business. I lost my business. I understand. It is something that happened. Depending on industries, there's things that you just were with, you know, were not in your control, but also there's potentially some learning from it. If you can, you know, if you've done okay or found a way to get through it, there's ways that you can, you know, take what you've learned to either not expose yourself next time or to be in a position to capitalize. So there's a lot I learned, and we were very lucky that we were a very digital based operation. And despite having all the physical infrastructure, most of what we did was very easily sort of taken, you know, taken home, and we didn't really miss a lot of beats. We added extra stand-up meetings type thing in the days and make sure we upped our communications, and that, you know, those types of adjustments were made, but in the reality, we're doing very well. I mean, a lot of our clients didn't necessarily have that same luxury. And so there was a lot of time spent trying to support them and adjust and do what we needed to do. But yeah, I guess the cold reality of this concept is like, when did you, you know, well, there's two points to this, but when did you start something new was the first one. And it's exciting to start something new. A child starts something new almost every day and they have no problem. But as adults, we just don't do it, you know. And what I've learned from this whole disruption and everything that's come from COVID is that, you know, there is really nothing stopping you from doing what you want except for you. So if there's something you want to do, if there's something that is important to you, just start it. Just figure it out. If it's content development for your business, whatever it is, nothing will happen unless you take that action. And things are changing fast. And there's no time to sit around and just wait, because maybe your opportunity will be gone. Maybe the thing, maybe the idea, maybe the vision, maybe the whatever, maybe that just doesn't happen anymore because you've left it 10 years too late and said, one day I'll do this. But it was a beautiful thing to be starting something new, to literally jump on like video production software with such a green, I had no idea how to do anything. And it frustrated the hell out of me, but I got through it. I'm getting a little bit better as I do a few more videos, and it's really cool to be learning a new skill. So that's the two things. When's the last time you truly learned something new? And if not, why not? And think about this change that's happened over the last few years, and what does it mean for your business going forward, and how quickly are things going to change on you and your industry and your operation? Because I tell you what, things seem to be changing faster and faster. Anyway, that's it. Thanks so much for being a part of this episode, listening this far. You can follow me on Insta or YouTube or whatever's going on. Matt J. Hannam, MattJHannam. Please share this with a friend. I'm really excited to reboot this thing, but I'm kind of going to need some of your help as we get this podcast back up and going again. So I'd really appreciate it if you liked it, shared it with a friend. or have something else that you think I should have a chat about. I like this approach to just talking through some interesting things, and I think it can be thought-provoking for you and what you're trying to create with your business. So until next time, thanks so much. I'll be back soon. Have a great one.